This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
A lot going on this month with YMCA of Douglas County. Brittany Arnold's the Marketing and Development Director. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about April. A lot of things happening.
We've got a lot going on. Spring is in the air at the Y, and we've got a ton of youth programs going on, and we're really excited. Healthy Kids Day is coming up at the end of the month.
So, I mean, you've got a plethora of things here. Why don't you go over some of them?
One of the things that is brand new to the Y that we're really excited is Roseburg Junior Cheer. That is a program that we have adopted, and we're really excited. And there's an information meeting tonight. It is for ongoing, so the upcoming kids that are going into the school year next season, second graders through eighth graders. And that's just a really great program coming up soon this summer. We're going to be opening up tumbling. And then we've got track and field. Came back this year. We're so excited about that, and we've still got some spots for that open.
Now, what age range is that for?
Yes, that is a great question, because I don't think a lot of people know that we start with three-year-olds. So those three-year-olds are running around anyway, so it's a great program for them, and it goes three-year-olds up to fourth graders.
Now, they are running around, but can you get them to follow directions?
That's the goal.
That'd be a good thing to learn, this early on.
Yeah, it's a really wonderful program, and that's going to wrap up with a big track meet at the high school, so it just makes it an even more exciting program. And registration is open for that online.
All right, fun experiences there. What else is on your list?
We've got T-ball that's coming up. Registration is going to open up for that on May 1st, and that is for 3- and 4-year-olds. We continually have homeschool PE. We've got a really big, growing homeschool community here, so it's really awesome that it's offered in the daytime, 12:30 on Monday and Wednesdays. And of course, with all of these program, members and non-members are invited to participate.
And that's probably something not everybody realizes.
Yes, so we wanted to make sure people do, because, yeah, wonderful programs, members and non-members are invited.
And what do we have next in your list?
So next on the list is for some older kids, and this is a great time with summer coming. We have we continually do lifeguard training and swim instructor courses. And with kids wanting summer jobs, this is a great opportunity. So that information is also online. These courses are coming up in May and June, and there's scholarships available for these as well. So free training offered for kids 15 and up.
And you've got some aquatic courses too, right?
Yep, those are them. That's a swim. Yeah, the swim instructor and the lifeguard courses.
Now, a big emphasis is later in the month, Healthy Kids Day.
Yes, Healthy Kids Day is coming on April 26th. It is from 9 to 11 in the YMCA gym. That's the Parkview Skating Entrance. And in the parking lot, we have over 35 community partners coming. There is a water safety emphasis. We do give out free youth life jackets. Smokey Bear is there. Weather dependent, the Reach helicopter comes, which is always really fun for the kids and adults to see. And it's just a really great time, really good community event.
Now, Healthy Kids Day has been going on for, gosh, a long time.
Yes, several years, and it grows every single year, and just a wonderful time to come. Great resources, good information, but the kids also have tons of fun, and the bounce houses are going, and it's a good time.
Well, and a lot of things there that really kind of get parents and kids more prepared for all the outdoor summertime things that are available in the Umpqua Valley.
Yes, it's a great time to learn about all the summer activities. The Y also has a ton of summer camps coming up. So get on the website, look into that. But that event is a good time to get all that information as well.
And let's see here. There's so much happening over there these days. What else should we let people know about?
We have over 20 fitness classes. Our fitness classes are for members, but we do have a new class, the Wim Hof breathing, if you've heard of Wim Hof. So it's a new breathing course, and it's really incredible, the span of classes that we offer at the Y, from high intensity cardio to yoga to a breathing course. And I took it last week. It was really great.
So I've got to ask, what's in a breathing course?
It's an hour of training of somebody who is certified in this in Wim Hof breathing, and it was an hour of breathing. It was good. It was.
Now, and you teach a class or two as well, right?
I do teach. I teach Mondays and Wednesdays. I teach a HIIT class.
And what is a HIIT class?
High intensity. So we do strength training and high intensity cardio.
And I know that you guys make a lot of noise because I hear you when I'm down the hall.
We have a good time. You going to join us, Kyle?
Good. Nothing like putting me on the spot for that. We'll see. A couple other people have asked me about coming into that, and I've seen some other people that I know in there. But if I'm coming in or going out at the right time, going into where I go, it certainly it sounds like a lot. What's part of high intensity? How many different things do you do?
We'll do full body, so it's really great, and it's and all of our classes really are for all seasons of fitness. We really offer something for everybody, so don't be intimidated. Jump in. It's such a great community. It's great accountability when you jump into those classes, and those friends are going to keep you accountable.
How do people find out more about all these things?
It is all on our website, ymcaofdouglascounty.org. We've got a list of all the classes. We just posted our spring lineup, so all those classes are up there, and all the youth sports and information on Healthy Kids Day as well.
All right, Brittany Arnold, Marketing Development Director from the YMCA. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
8:38 at the Morning Report.